Have you done other exorcisms? Have you ever been involved in an exorcism like some of the ones that Father Martin described?
Well, yes, maybe not quite as intense. You know, there are exorcisms and exorcisms, but I have assisted with exorcisms which were done by Bishop McKenna,
mm-hmm.
and probably as many as 30 of them.
Wow.
In addition to which, Malachy's, what you call her, I hate to call her a housekeeper, but whatever.
A very protective individual I've spoken to that person,
right.
Yes.
When Malachy got called, she would refer them to me, because she was trying to be protective to Malachy.
Of course, she was very protective.
And I would either see or interview the person, and then go and discuss it with Malachy when I saw him.
I see.
So, in a way, you might say I learned a great deal from him.
How many others, Father, are there like you and like Father Malachy who are doing the kind of exorcisms that you have done? How many individuals like that are there around? Do you have any idea?
I would say they're very, very few and far between, because most people don't really believe in the devil, and they certainly don't believe in exorcisms.
Well, let's talk about that a little bit. You're quite right. Most people don't believe in an entity, the devil, or an evil. What is the nature of evil?
Wow, that's the $64 million question.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how I can answer that.
Well, can you answer this? Is there an entity behind evil? Do you believe there's an entity behind evil, many evil actions?
Well, I think there's no question that Satan is alive and well, if I can use the colloquial expression. And as a Catholic, I certainly am obliged to believe in the reality of the fact that Satan is around and does influence people.
And you have observed this, and then gone on to exorcism. The exorcisms that you did and Father Malachy did, were these authorized exorcisms by the Catholic Church, or were they sort of, I don't know what the right word is, but decisions made by Father Malachy without the usual, you know, church procedure for authorizing it?
Well, the reason why the church requires a bishop's permission is simply because they don't want people going off who are immature, who are seeking after sensations and
yes.
so forth.
Yes.
And so usually the bishop will appoint, under normal circumstances, a mature priest who is also holy. Now, Malachy first was involved with exorcisms when he was in Cairo. An exorcism was being carried on by a priest, and his assistant had got sick. And this priest called Malachy up and said, "Would you mind assisting?"
Mm-hmm.
So Malachy did that, and shortly after that he was back in Rome, and he told me, he said, "I knew nothing about this aspect of things. It was not taught to me in the seminary." And so I began to study it and investigate it with various exorcists in Rome.
Now, that's, if I may stop you, he said he was taught nothing about it in seminary. Would that be true of you also?
That would certainly is true of me, yes.
And wow.
True, actually, I would say, of most priests.
That's a wow, because, Father, it just seems as though, you know, in being a servant of God, you would have to be aware of the devil. You'd have to be aware, certainly it's written about, it's understood, it's part of the Catholic religion, And so why would it not be covered in seminary? Why not, I wonder?
Well, I think it's a fact that the majority of priests, even traditional priests, know very little about the field. And I think, in a certain sense, want to keep away from it because, you know, it can be a little scary to deal with these things.
Very scary. But still, it's so, I don't know, in some way, intimately involved, you know, I guess I don't get it. I don't get it.
I agree with you, but, you know, there's so much for a priest to learn in the seminary that it's very easy for a certain area to be neglected, and this is one that often is. And I think your comments are very appropriate.
Well, I'm going to ask stupid questions, Father. I'm not a Catholic, so I'm probably going to ask stupid questions. But that did amaze me that in seminary you would not cover that which you're trying to stay away from, that which essentially is the enemy, that which that just astounds me. That's all.
Well, it's particularly important because Malachy felt that the incidence of possession had gone up some 800%.
Right.
In the New York area.
That's correct.
And that even makes it more important that people who are functioning as priests should know what they're doing.
Father, do you concur with that?
With the increase?
Yes.
Oh, yes, I do.
You do?